This is the book Counsels on Diet and Foods, written by Ellen G. White. From the book's foreword come the following paragraphs. Decades before physiologists generally were concerned with close relationships between diet and health, Mrs. Ellen G. White, in her writings of the views which were presented to her in 1863, clearly pointed out the connection between the food we eat and our physical and spiritual welfare. In her discourses and writings through succeeding years, diet was a subject upon which she often dwelt. These counsels, as preserved in pamphlets and books, in articles, in the journals of the denomination, and in personal testimonies, have exerted a strong molding influence on the dietetic habits of Seventh-day Adventists and left some impress upon the general public. Because only a portion of these counsels in all their detail were currently available to the student and research worker, a compilation of many of the earlier statements, together with that which is found in the current E.G. White books, was published in 1926 in a paper-bound volume entitled Testimony Studies on Diet and Foods. These Spirit of Prophecy counsels regarding foods and a healthful diet were compiled primarily as a textbook for students in dietetics and medicine at Loma Linda, California. The initial edition was soon exhausted, as the volume was called for not alone by these students, but by the rank and file of Seventh-day Adventists. The widespread interest in his teachings led to the arrangements for the issuance of a new and enlarged edition in 1938 for general distribution. The manuscript for the new book, Counsels on Diet and Foods, was compiled under the direction of the Board of Ellen G. White Trustees, the work being done at their office, where all the E.G. White writings, published and unpublished, are available. So enthusiastic has been the response to this volume that four printings were called for in a brief 8 years. The book now appears in a third edition with the type reset but with no change in the text. In this more convenient size and popular form, it will be widely welcomed. An effort has been made to include in this volume the full range of instruction from Mrs. White's pen on the subject of diet and foods. While the limitations of space and the desire to avoid repetition of counsel have made it inadvisable to present each and every statement on the more general phases of the question, a complete and comprehensive presentation has been given. Each section of this compilation is a complete treatise on the subject dealt with. Often, many phases of health instruction are treated together in one paragraph. Thus, in giving the context there accrues a certain amount of direct repetition and more or less repetition of thought. Through the use of cross-references, direct repetition is minimized. Each passage comprising this book, whether taken from earlier books, pamphlets, and periodical articles, or drawn from the Ellen G. White manuscript files, bears the source from which the statement has been selected, together with the date of writing or of first publication. The statements comprising this volume were, many of them, penned at a time when general ignorance prevailed in dietetic lines and when reform was unpopular. It has been gratifying to witness, through onward march of scientific study, a full substantiation of great principles and often even minute points of instruction which through the years have come to Seventh-day Adventists as truth revealed by God. All the instruction, as a broad, consistent, well-balanced whole, should be studied with an open mind. Thus will be avoided the acceptance of extreme or radical views based upon a single passage, isolated from its context or from companion statements on the same subject. That the counsels of this volume may contribute to a more comprehensive knowledge of, and deeper respect for, the great health message entrusted to us is our sincere wish.